Bush we magani dog. Besh go benesia que indigo, mang indu dame. Ga osa squajimi cargin dunjaba, ga misqua wako carginda. Elaine Fleming, the edition of cars. So, I welcome you, my relatives. This is History of Leech Lake. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman, Beshiko Benesiakwe. And that's the name that the universe knows me by. I'm a member of the Loon Clan, and I also am an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. Two, I am a resident of Cass Lake, Minnesota, which is known as Gamisqua Wako Kag to us, and that means the place of red trees. And so I welcome you to History of Leech Lake, and I want to continue with sharing you some nearer history from the Debajimon, our own nation's newspaper. And so this is an article that was written in June of 1988. That was, I think that was the year I got out of the Army, the U.S. Army, and I came home to where I always knew I would end up at, because that's where my family lives and my people live. And so this particular article is about Inger, Chacha Baning. It talks about Inger gets a new clinic, Head Start Center. And so the article, it begins by saying that planning, that ever-present buzzword for making the wheels go round, is also a vital function in the Leech Lake Reservation Health Division. The big news from health planning is that under a HUD Community Development Block grant, Inger is going to have a new satellite clinic to be shared with Head Start. At present, clinic days take place in a concrete block basement of about 1,400 square feet with no running water, only folding chairs where files have to be wheeled out of the way to free up the examining rooms. All this will change for the better with construction of the new building, funded at $250,000 by HUD's Offices of Indian Programs and by $50,000 from Indian Health Service. Monies were applied for at the end of February, getting a fairly fast response. Architectural engineering and site work will begin this fall. That was the fall of 1988. With construction scheduled for spring 1989 and completion for fall 1989. The new building will contain 2,800 square feet and will be divided halfway with the Head Start program. A concept plan drawn by the Bemidji Area Office of the Indian Health Service was also shared in this article. The clinic will offer acute care and a number of different availabilities dedicated to health and wellness. And then the article talks about a planning committee which had been sitting on the proposal, is comprised of Dr. Kathy Annette, physician from the PHS Hospital in Cass Lake, Adrian Bendix, Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Human Services Division Director, Marvin Edival, IHS Associate Director for Tribal Activities, Jerry Fagerstrom, a Service Unit Director of the PHS Indian Hospital, Cass Lake, Richard Robinson, Jr., Health Director, Leech Lake Reservation, Rolene Walgenbach, Community Health Nurse, Dan Brown, Leech Lake RBC Member, Shirley Van Dyke, Administrative Assistant, Leech Lake Reservation, and Dr. Ron Wahlberg, physician, PHS, Indian Hospital, Cass Lake. And Larry Ellingson is the health division planner for our reservation. And that's an article about Inger getting a new clinic and Head Start Center. It was printed in the Debashima newspaper in June of 1988. And there was also an article that was, before I go on to this other article, I just want to say, you know, I've been up to Inger, and I go there, and when I am there, I've been to the community center. I've been there and told stories. I've gone to elders' gatherings there, and that's in their community center. I also went up there years ago when I first started working for the tribal college. We went to a couple of the elders' homes, and we put up plastic over the windows because of the cold winter air that would come in, and so we were helping the elders to keep their houses insulated, myself and another lady named Julie Greyhawk. And been up there they have a new powwow ground that we go to every year, a beautiful powwow ground, and a roundhouse too, where they hold their ceremonies. And so that's some of the nation building that's been going on in Inger. Also, there's an article in December of 2003, and it talks about, it says, coming soon, the Leech Lake Co-op, formerly the Chiwakayagan. And so that Chiwa, you know, a lot of times we call it the Chiwi. And Chi has to do with being big, and Wakayagan is house, this big house, Chiwakayagan. And so a long time ago, 2003, what is that about? Oh, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, about 14 years ago, the dreams were that the Chiwakayagan would turn into a co-op. And so this article in December 2003 talks about that dream. Coming soon, the Leech Lake Co-op, formerly the Chiwakayagan. What we know today as the Chiwakayagan or Chiwi will soon be just a memory of the past. Beginning next year, the Chiwi will be known as Leech Lake Cooperative. The driving force behind a cooperative is the end-of-the-year benefits, dividends it offers to its members. Currently, there are many projects in the works to ensure the future of the cooperative. One of the most important projects underway is the purchase and implementation of the new Horizon Ruby system software. This alone will allow the tracking of customers in a more efficient way. We will now be able to track inventory, customer purchases, customer charges, and it will increase the speed of customer transactions. Another important change is the parking lot. No longer will you have to buy a new tire every time you pull into the Chiwi parking lot. Do you remember those potholes from before? They were awful. You could have lost a small child in those monster holes. That particular project was long overdue, like most of the exterior work being done. Also, has anyone noticed how you can now actually see the store at night? Well, that's because we now have lights outside. It took a while, but they are here now, lighting up the night, increasing safety and security for everyone. There are many changes currently taking place at the Chiwi Mini Mart, with more to follow in the future. In the next month, there will be more information on the direct benefits of a cooperative, how it works, and what it means for band and co-op members. And in December 2003, they were still looking for someone to lease out the cafe. I remember going there to the cafe and ordering food, and many people, we would go there for lunchtime. It's been closed for a long time now, that cafe. But if you were interested in the co-op and more information, you were to contact Vicki White. And so that was an article from December 2003 in the Debashaman about nation building. And at the time, the dream was to change the Chiwa Kaigan store of our own with a gas station to a Leech Lake co-op. Although the dream never happened, it was never fulfilled, but it was a good one. So, mi gwech, bisandawieg. Mi gwech. And me, you.